Well, the time has come again to head west. Not very far west, mind you, but to New Windsor. Do you all know where New Windsor is? It's just out there past Westminster. And I go there two or three times a year to drop off kits for Lutheran World Relief. And so our Ruth Circle that meets here monthly, a group of ladies, they put together their personal care kits, and then a few more did some extra ones that they just needed to get a couple extra pieces for. And so I am ready now to take what has been put in the food pantry and take them out to New Windsor. And I've developed this tradition that whenever I go, I do not go alone, but most often I go with my dad. Sometimes with my dad and my mom. And it's great because when I travel out to New Windsor, though it's not that far, it is long enough and we go through territory familiar enough in our family's history that I get a bunch of stories. And my dad doesn't claim to have all the details right, you know. But you can tell the essence of the story as he tells it. You can tell that it has meaning. It has a kind of weight to it, the stories he tells on those trips. He connects it to family history and even to the meaning of life. I don't think he sets out to do all that, but finds himself there in the midst of the storytelling. That is what I love about Simeon and Anna and the story that we hear today and we hear, in fact, each year on Candlemas. After all, these two people, they're just two individual lives with their own stories, living their lives, but they are hooked into this grand story of the people of Israel, a great people, God's chosen people. And simultaneously, a shattered people. Hear the description of Simeon. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit rested on him. The consolation of Israel. He tapped into this story of chosenness and brokenness. He was old, especially for that time. He was old and ready for death, but not quite yet because he had a story to tell. He knew he was to meet the one who would change the story, make all things right, who would be a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people, Israel. So also, Anna. Anna has a story to tell. And she was looking for the one who would redeem Israel. She was looking for the culmination of this grand story. And so their story, their individual stories, bring light to the story of God's people and the covenant broken and restored, the promise of a Savior. Their story assigns meaning to this little baby born on the run in Bethlehem. What a relief to find some meaning in a world so full of senseless violence, as with Herod's violent tirade and the takeover of Israel by Roman occupiers. What stories do you tell in your family to make meaning of life and death, to make meaning of celebration and loss, to make meaning of the complications that we are living through? You all might know that we tell the same basic story many times when we gather here at Epiphany. It begins very simply. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived. Well, you know the story. What is this? What is this Apostles' Creed, and so also the Nicene Creed, but telling a story, telling the story? It is also doing what my dad ends up doing on those car rides. It is assigning meaning to this story. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church. That's us, by the way, the whole church on earth, the church universal, the communion of saints. Hey, that's us too, believe it or not. The resurrection of the body and the life everlasting, our final hope and joy. That is a meaning we can hope for and celebrate and live into. The Creed gives us a light that shines even when everything else is so very uncertain. That is what Simeon and Anna do for Mary and Joseph and for us. Life might be crazy right now, but you are a part of an amazing story. And if you can't believe that right now, if you can barely speak the words of our faith, if life's just too hard and painful right now, don't you worry. Even when we have a hard time with our faith, other voices lift up the words of our faith. That's why we do it together. That's why we gather for worship, because it does not depend on me alone or you alone, but we have one another to lean on for faith. Anna and Simeon carry on the story. They point to a light for all people, for all generations. Pastor Fries and all his stories of Harrisburg and New York and England carries on the story. Deacon Doug and his technical work there in the back and going back years and his work with massage, he carries on the story. And Marie, as she sings her heart out and as she plays all the music along with Una and Buddy, they are carrying on the story. Denzel is carrying on the story with the children that he is fostering and caring for, though it is exhausting work, and bringing them to church so they hear the story. Pat continues to tell the story, though she has experienced heartache that is sometimes unsurmountable. She tells the story for the sake of Tori, Victoria, and the other young ones who are around. Faith tells the story for the sake of her godchildren, that they might have an anchor that has kept her held fast through so much. Jody tells the story while wrangling younger teenagers, younger tweens, to get on the boat, to get swimming, to get moving, to find their place in this world. We are all part of the grand story that God is telling. And even if you can't see it right now, your story is wrapped up in it too. And so we speak and we sing and we live the faith. The story passed down through Simeon and Anna and the early church teachers and the reformers and Pastor Heitman and your grandparents. The light shines on through you. In Jesus' name, amen. And now as we sing this next song, as God claims us, we too tell the story through the gifts that we bear in this church, that our gifts might be a part of telling this community and the world that God is love. And so we invite your gifts online at god-is-love.org/donate, or you can mail your offering as we continue to see offering come in each week at 4301 Rasp Avenue 21206, or you can place your offering, the offering plate, on your way out of worship today. For each way that you give to this ministry, we give thanks.